Well, thank you, folks. This next piece has an instrument we haven't played yet tonight. This is called a minstrel style banjo. As you can see, it's a little bit different than the banjo Hubby's playing, the more of a modern style banjo that we're used to. It's got a skin head, and it would have been gut strings back in the day, but these are synthetic gut. And it's fretless, it doesn't have any frets. So it's got much deeper. So a totally different sound. This is from the style, this is made by Jim Harnell, and it's made after Joel Sweeney's banjo from the middle part of the 1500s. This is a really old banjo. From the 1800s. This is at the very beginning of the white community's interest in the banjo, because before that time, it was only a black instrument. Only African Americans played this instrument. And then it became an American instrument, so everybody started playing it. And it became very popular, and there was a lot of minstrel music going on. There's, black phase, there's a lot of bad stuff that's in the history of minstrel music. There's also a lot of really great stuff. And the great stuff tends to get rolled up in the bad stuff and thrown away. And it's like, we have to know about all of it, but our job here is to give you the good stuff so you can know what's there, because there's some amazing pieces of music from this era, and it also tells us a lot about the history of our own country.
Well, I'll say that it was some of America's first legitimate music that the world really took, responded well to, because before then we were kind of the redheaded stepchild of some of the European countries, and minstrel music was one of the first international phenomenons to go back over to Europe and really represent us as Americans. So
for good or for
better or worse, of course. Nothing in America is just straight good or bad. It just is.
But the banjo became an international phenomenon and went all around the world. This is like in the 1800s, right? This is before, the jazz and rock and roll taking over the world. This is the first export. And so this is from a couple of tunes from a banjo tutor from 1855. Because everybody wanted to know how to replay this thing. So people published these tutors, all these tunes, and it's Briggs Corn Shucking Jig and Camptown Hornpipe.
One thing that's constantly amazing about the old style of banjo is how we usually think of the banjo as a high-pitched tinging instrument that's ding 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 ding. A lot of that old stuff, it's really interesting to hear it emphasize the bass half of the banjo. So, well, you'll hear it in this tune.